Hello, everyone.
Hi.
So today we are going to be going over the topic of prayer. And we'll go ahead and start with prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for today, Lord. We thank you just for your many blessings, Lord, your grace and your mercy every day, Father. I thank you for bringing us just all to this place, Lord, to hopefully learn from you, Father. I pray, Lord, that you would just remove me at this time, Father. I pray that you would just use me as a vessel, Father, and just speak through me, Lord. I pray that, Lord, it would just be your words coming out and not mine, Father. These things we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So I prepared kind of a, Tony had me prepare a kind of message on prayer, and he wanted me to share it with you guys. Here we go, first time teaching the youth. So prayer is something that I think a lot of Christians do. You grow up, you learn how to pray. I think we all come from Christian families. And so it's kind of just a something we do all the time. We see it in church. Like I said, we pray at home, pray in restaurants. But prayer can be something that can still be very confusing. A lot of people don't really understand prayer very in-depth. Even people who have been following Jesus for their whole life, they can still kind of struggle with the subject of prayer. I just want to ask you guys kind of, what do you guys think prayer is? What do you guys think the prayer is for? Let's talk to God. Like that. Yeah, so prayer is our form of talking to God. We use it to bring our needs before God. We use it as a form of praise. We can praise God through prayer. And also intercession. You guys know what that means? So like praying for someone, so on behalf of someone. And a lot of people can struggle with with prayer. It's kind of hard to talk to someone who's invisible, through faith, we know that he's there, and he's listening to our prayers. What else do you think kind of makes prayer hard? Yeah, not having a physical thing that you're speaking to.
Distractions.
Yeah, distractions, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It can be kind of maybe frustrating, disappointing at sometimes when you don't hear a clear answer right away from God. That's kind of one thing that you have to learn to do, that learn that God may not answer all your prayers right away, but in his due time. He has perfect timing, and he'll be faithful to answer that. I know for me, before I went to Bible college in New Zealand, prayer is something that I just had a very vague understanding of. It was just something I kind of just did, just because that's what I was told to do and taught how to do, just growing up in a Christian home. But really, kind of one thing, we talked about it a lot, and really the importance of prayer and what prayer really means and what it can do. And it's such a powerful thing. It's our form of talking to our Creator, which is, like, for me, it's just absolutely crazy that we as people get to talk to the Creator of us, Creator of the world, Creator of the universe, and bring our needs and our wants before him, and he listens to each and every one of us, which is, like, absolutely crazy to me. Who is someone that you think prays really well? I know for me, sometimes I'll just hear someone pray, and I'll be like, man, that it sounds so good. It sounds so perfect. Do you guys know anyone like that? Yeah, I mean, pastors for, yeah, exactly. I mean, you'll listen to most pastors and their prayers sound, amazing. And I mean, sometimes, yeah, I used to wonder kind of why they prayed like that and why I didn't pray like that. And that was kind of one thing that I got to learn there at Bible College. I mean, prayer is more than just, talking to God. That's definitely one of the uses for it. But also, listening to God is a huge part of it. There'd be times, and that's something I really didn't understand. I would pray, I would get whatever I had to say out, and it'd be amen and done with it. But learning to wait on the Lord is something that is very different, but also so important. I kind of got to the point where, I could pray and I could literally not say a single word. I'd be by myself. I could not say a single word for like an hour, just waiting on the Lord, waiting to hear from God. When you kind of get to that point, it's really cool to see just the power of prayer and just hearing the voice of God. And the Bible talks a ton about prayer. Prayer is referenced over 400 times in the Bible, throughout the Old and New Testament. Today we're going to kind of go through one of them. It's a pretty common passage in the Bible that talks about prayer, and it's Matthew 6:5. A lot of people know it as like the Lord's Prayer. But he does have some very good points in there and commands for us as Christians and how we should pray. So once you guys all get there, I'll go ahead and read that. I'll read the first 5 through 8. It says, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go in your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have, for the Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him." It's very clear kind of what Jesus is saying here. And he gives us a very, clear path on how we should pray and some of the things we should avoid. So the first 5, it says, when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets. So we're warned here that when we pray, we shouldn't be doing it openly for man to see. That's not the importance of prayer. Praying out loud is definitely all right, but when you're doing it for the wrong reason, when you're doing it to bring the eyes on you and like this man is so holy, that prayer is just in vain. In verse 6 it says, "But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place." So this is one thing that I kind of learned to do, is really make that time, make the effort to get away in a quiet place, away from distractions, and just spend time talking to God, or like I said, just listening to God. And in those times, the Lord will speak to you. And it's such a cool thing to hear. Just the Lord's voice. And it may not be out loud. Get words in your head, or even get a picture in your head, visions or anything like that, of just the Lord speaking to you or answering those prayers. And then verse 7, it says, when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. And so again, Jesus is just warning us as we pray, kind of just another thing not to do. That's using those vain repetitions. I mean, some religions, they have kind of set prayers. I mean, that they will kind of pray on a pretty regular basis. I mean, the same thing over and over again. And we're really warned not to do that here. I think prayer is definitely, should also be very Spirit-led. The Lord wants to hear what's on your heart and what's going on in your life, and he cares about those things, and that all that stuff is not constant. In verse 8, it says, therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. So again, the Lord already knows what you're going to say, he knows your heart and your thoughts better than you do. He knows what you're going to say before you even say it. He knows what you're going to think before you even think it. It's such a cool thing to see. So what do you guys think are kind of some of the main points, if I haven't already touched on them? Kind of there are things that stand out to you in that passage. Some things that maybe you can see in your... Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're warned. We're warned here to not do that. I mean, Jesus obviously wanted us to pray, and he tells us here. This is, Jesus was talking to the multitudes here, and really laying out just how to pray. Prayer is such an important way to connect to God. In the Bible, it talks so many times about Jesus going off into that quiet place to talk to the Father. And even though he was fully God, he was also fully man. And he was totally dependent on that very intimate relationship with his Father. And we are also meant to have that relationship. We're meant to be totally connected to our Heavenly Father. And we do that through prayer.
I like verse 8 because it just speaks of how much he really cares.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if he didn't, if he didn't care, he wouldn't know what we needed. Mm-hmm. He's watching us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and reading this, you may think, God already knows what I need, and God already knows my thoughts and my wants. So why do I need to pray? The Lord still wants us to make that effort to talk to him, to spend that time with him. That's our time away with God, and he desires that that we all do that.
We'll go ahead and read verses 9 through 15.
It says, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will the Father forgive your trespasses. It's showing that we need to thank God for his power. I mean, just his, those, we need to thank God for his characteristics, that being love, and we need to ask for his help to obey and demonstrate his kind of perfect love here on earth. He asks us, we can use it to ask him to meet our needs for his protection, his strength, and the fight against sin, and also a huge thing is grace. And that was another, that was kind of another big thing that was taught there at the school, was just God's perfect grace and sufficient grace. I mean, when we sin, I mean, the first thing we should do is bring that before God, and ask for his grace in that moment. So people call this label as the Lord's Prayer, because the Lord Jesus prayed it to give us an example. Jesus was teaching us the basics so that we would know how to approach our holy God. And the awesome point in it all is this, that holy God wants us to come to him with the details of our lives. I mean, he cares so much about us, and he desires to have that intimate relationship with us, so that we can depend on him in every bit of our lives. I mean, no matter where it be, no matter what we're doing, we can always bring stuff before God, and he loves when we do that, as his children. And he desires to hear from us. Earlier on, I mean, it said in verse 6, it talks about being in that secret place. And that isn't saying that we really need to, every time we pray, we have to be separate, away from all distractions. It's not saying that. Though it is, it's a very powerful time being away with God, and we should be able to make that time to pray alone and really hear from the Lord. But I mean, just on our day to day, throughout our lives, we're praying constantly, and we are commanded to pray without ceasing. So that's kind of all. So I was going to spend a little bit of time in prayer. If someone would like to start by just praying and thanking God for his characters, and that's being like his love and kindness and stuff like that. Does anyone want to do that? All right, and then we'll have someone else just pray, asking for help to, as we try and love as God loves us. We have someone else do that. Haley? No. Cassie? Okay, please. And then everyone else can just pray for kind of specific things and needs that they have in their own lives, and then I'll go ahead and close. So you want to start us off? Thank you for sending your son here, Lord, to just be that perfect example of how we should live, Father. Lord, we just thank you that you, our God, Lord, that you listen to each and every one of our prayers, Lord, that we bring before you, Father. We just thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you would just Lord, fill these guys, Lord, just with a desire, Lord, to grow closer to you, Father. A desire to have that intimate relationship with you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would just continue to fill each and every one of us daily, Father. Help us to lean on you, Lord. And Lord, we just pray for safe travels as everyone heads home today, Father. And that we just be able to keep our eyes on you, Father. These things we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.